You are. Check. Okay, perfect. That's good. All right, so I'm from Indiana. So nobody's been to France. Anybody been to Indiana?
Crossroads of America.
Dang, you got it. This guy got it. You know, our old governor said once that we were called the Crossroads of America because there's nothing in Indiana. You just go through it to get like to Chicago or like Cincinnati. To like Louisville or to Michigan.
That's
but,
right,
I-64. Is I-64? I don't know. I'm from. I should get it figured out. Anyway, there is one thing worthwhile in Indiana.
And that's
in Claypool, Indiana. And there's a dog track race there. Okay. Yeah. Right. Have you been to one? Well, it's all right if you haven't. You can just close your eyes on this next song because we're going to take you there musically, all right? You guys ready to go to the Claypool Dog Race?
Yeah, my sir.
All right, let's try this thing. Here we go. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have your $1 Lone Star. Or I hope you've had a bowl of that vegan chili. I hope you have that little book that the old men have that they like write the stats down on. I hope you have it. Because there's a dog race that's about to go down. Dog one, you ready?
I'm ready. You ready, dog two?
I'm dog two. I'm ready. Woo, 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 woo. Ready, dogs in Super Happy Funland, ready?
Hey!
So I'm from Indiana. Julie Bates here is from Kansas City. So we'll do a song that she wrote. This one's called the Peanut Song. Julie, why is this called the Peanut Song?
Just because I wrote it for my dad. My dad likes peanuts.
There you have it. I mean, it's not like the funniest thing in the world, but like, but it's worth a couple laughs, right? So we were living in Germany, and there was this guy out there who just didn't quite get it. Like, when we'd play in Germany, we'd tell the joke, and be like, "Ach so, Julie, warum hast du das Lied geschrieben?" And she'd be like, "Oh yeah, because my dad." And the Germans would be like, "Was? But I don't understand, lieber Julie. I verstehe es not. For peanuts? Have I translated this correctly? Erdnüsse?" And Julie would be like, yeah, peanuts. Like, it's always this one guy in the audience who's just a total cock. And he's just like a super dick. This German guy, and he'd be like, but Julie, you must see what you are doing here. You schreibe the song for your father, but this does not show your father any love at all. This shows your father that he is merely like everybody else, that he is in fact very normal, very normal. He is, he likes peanuts. I like peanuts. My dog likes peanuts. Are you saying that your father is like my dog? Like my hund? And Julie would be like, Julie was like, Andrew, we gotta get the fuck out of this place. So now we're here in super happy fun land. But anyway, Captain Chase, okay?
Thank you.
met another who was close, and your sadness will creep through the corn and through the pine. My parents got divorced while I was out there, and so the moral of this song was, it's all right if the love of your life leaves you, because that bottle of beer can't run away. really kind of funny. I thought so. You gotta have a little humor in there. And so, but anyway, this German guy just didn't get it. He didn't get the humor. Ach. Ach. Andrew. What are you trying to say here? With your corrupt morality, you're saying that beer is more important than people? Than the person? I was like, no, dude, it's just a joke. People are important too. He was like, nein! You go around the world spreading this kind of corrupt morality, and I shall tell you what shall happen. We shall the Western culture as we know it. Yes, I can see it now. There is a great black hole. And into this black hole is a giant swirl. And into this swirl are all of us, all of our bitter souls. We will all go there, and we shall die, and we shall perish if you try to play this song. As you can see, he's not in the band anymore. He's a good guy, though. Kevin Schmidt, if anybody's ever in Leipzig, German. This is that song called Something More Than You.
Give me that glass of wine, give me that glass of wine, if you really want to be mine, girl, give me that.
about a legend from Indiana. It's called, this is a legend of the 47-pound fiddle. Does anybody know that legend?
No.
Well, get ready. So, one dark night. Oh, thank you. One dark night, there came a sound. It's nothing to do with the story. And no, so there's a poor orphan girl from Indiana. And she goes out into the woods, and there under the great sycamore tree, she finds the 47-pound fiddle. And who pops out? Does anybody know? This is a legend. Come on. Whoa, that was like in unison. Right, very good. What are some of the better responses you got to that?
Santa Claus.
Yeah, somebody said Santa Claus. Everybody always says Charlie Daniels. But they like skip a step, you know, it's like the devil, but Charlie Fiddle, but anyway. And let's get back to the story. So she finds a fiddle, she picks it up, devil pops out, and he's like, Well, alright, little girl. So you start playing that fiddle, and you will get three things. Okay, this is the way my grandma told me the story, verbatim. She was like, you'll get three things. You will get fame, you will get fortune, and you will get dick. Right? You will get penis, okay? You'll get so much penis you won't know what to do with yourself. So the girl thinks about it. She's like, you know, fame would be great, fortune would be really nice, I'm an orphan girl. But I really want me some of that COCK. So she picks it up and she starts playing the fiddle. And what happens to her? Do you guys know what happens?
She gets fucked.
No. Well, kinda, but no. What happens to her? Come on, guys. You were so good on that first question. Let's nail the second one. Nail it. Come on, team.
Her soul was
taken. I mean, she just died. So yeah, that's the end of the story. No. There was no COCK. She just died. And my grandma would always say, "Well, the moral of the story, Andrew, is never trust the devil." So there you guys go. This is the legend of the 47-pound sell matches. It's our band name. The Match Sellers.
Do you keep them in the match cellar down below?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a cellar full of matches also?
No, but...
Maybe that's taken to the next level.
That's taken to a super level. We should yeah. Definitely, when we get a house, all right? Speaking of cellars in San Antonio, or where we're in Houston, you guys just don't have them. What's up with that? They aren't here.
We're under sea level.
That's what blew my mind. We were talking with a guy in San Antonio, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, growing up as a kid, I played some Nintendo in my basement. And he was like, you ain't from around here. So you couldn't tell by my accent? He was like, no. Y'all said you had a basement. Y'all had a basement. I was like, oh, really? Interesting fact. I don't know if you knew that. Well, I guess you guys knew that about Texas.
We don't know.
I don't know about the LA dudes. LA dudes are up next. What's your guys' name?
Paul Ann and the Johnson Sisters.
Give it up for Stiefel, Herr Stiefel, of German heritage, and the truth before they're killing.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'll give it up.
All right, dude, what do you want to do?
You
have to be good at playing. No. All right. We're gonna do a little old blue. What if I want you to be? Did it? Did anybody read that Tyler the Creator like got thrown in jail for inciting a riot at South by Southwest? Yeah, or that's what I heard. Yeah, I don't know if he's actually in jail.
Came out, didn't play a show, left, and it was like fuck off.
Really? Yep. That's kind of like what we did, except no, I actually didn't. Anyway, you guys say you're like, oh, it's our end play alarm, but what if I was like Tyler the Creator right now? What if I was like, riot?
But I said,
please. All right. Just melted my heart. And the Grinch Andrew's heart grew 3 sizes that day. Alright. We'll do a song. This is off of our gospel CD that we got with us. This one called The Easy One. Thank you. too much. She was kind of... We'll do an old. This is, I think, the first country song to ever go gold. Alright? It's called The Prisoner Song. Anybody know that one? No? This is old. This is like an old song. For an old chick to sing. Alright, let's do this.
Bar, drunk as can be, and
this is what you wanted, so why aren't you happy? It's 'cause you know
you got the fever, Dan.
It's 'cause you Groves.